You guys are buzzed in, and on the first floor, there's a reception desk.
Hello, madam. How do we get to where we're going?
Okay, so you're just up on the second floor. You can take the stairs right there, or the elevator if you prefer.
Does the elevator open right up into the offices?
Oh, no. You'll have to walk down the hall and then knock on their door. They usually keep it unlocked during business hours, though. You should be able to just walk in, but don't worry, though. I'll let them know that you're coming.
All right, thanks. All right, come on, kid. Let's take the stairs.
The stairs? But this is a big teddy bear. I gotta lug it all the way up?
Yeah, it's good for your legs. Come on.
Okay, you guys enter the stairwell.
All right, give me the teddy bear.
Ah, thank goodness. I thought you were gonna make me lug that thing all the way up.
Look, I'm worried about cameras, so I'm gonna hold that thing in front of my face. And don't worry, I can navigate my way up and down the stairs just by hearing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the plan is we're gonna go up to the third floor. I'm gonna lead. And then I want you to point out, hey, we're on the wrong floor. And I'm confused, we'll turn around. No one should be concerned.
Is that it?
Yeah, I'll try to listen if there's any hubbub on the third floor. I mean, I'll argue with you if I need to stay put for a little while longer. But that's the plan.
Okay. Are we still going to deliver the letter and everything?
Well, yeah, I don't want a giant teddy bear and a bunch of flowers. What am I going to do with it?
Well, it's just that I was thinking, won't the lady get really excited and then, you know, be really let down when it turns out her husband didn't actually buy her these flowers and the teddy bear?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know, my handwriting is atrocious. Can you read this?
I have a look, can I?
No, his handwriting is genuinely awful.
You know, for someone with supernatural motor control, that is kind of incredible.
No one ever conquered the world by having good calligraphy, Flux.
Well, not yet.
Are you suggesting that the reason my grand designs failed is because my handwriting was sloppy?
I was more suggesting someone could have calligraphy-based superpowers.
Oh, right, yeah, I guess. Yeah. Okay, anyway, let's go.
You guys go up the stairs and accidentally go too far. Just as you suspected, there is a camera on the third floor. It's not moving, it's behind one of those glass domes. But your incredible hearing functions as kind of an echolocation, and you can hear your steps bouncing off the shape. What you cannot hear, and this is weird, is much activity on the third floor. There's some muffled sounds, but it's all coming through what must be a great deal of padding. That is, someone soundproofed some of the walls.
Sir? This is, I think, the wrong floor.
Okay, I'm gonna linger and act old and confused. Try to listen in.
All right, give me a roll.
Here we go.
All right, that is a super hearing roll, but yes, somebody is prepared for you, and you can't hardly make anything out. All you can say for sure is that there are some people on the third floor.
What's that? Oh, the wrong floor. Okay, I start walking back down.
So, did you hear anything?
No.
So what does that mean? Like, maybe nobody's at work today?
No, there's people. I just can't make anything out.
Should we go the rest of the way up?
No. There's a limit where it becomes trespassing, but more than that, because we're really not there yet, is we don't want them to know that we found them out.
Well, we could just poke around, maybe knock on their door, say, hey, is this the second floor? We're looking for the girl.
Never strain the credibility of your role, kid. When you're pretending to be someone, commit to being that person. So come on, we got this teddy bear to deliver.
I mean, I'm not actually a teddy bear delivery guy, though.
Yeah, and if they panic and flush everything down the toilet, you're not going to be investigating anything either.
Okay, fine.
Okay, I'm going to just set the teddy bear and the flowers down outside the office doors. They'll find it later. My handwriting is illegible. They won't know if anyone made a mistake or what happened here.
Okay, someone somewhere would be writing a terrible review of your services if they were real.
And all right, back to the car.
Okay, so what now?
Well, now we just go back to sitting here and waiting to see if something happens.
Oh. Well, what was the point of that? I thought you could hear through the walls. Why did we even bother?
Because, kid, normally I could hear through the walls, but in this case I couldn't. Somebody must have soundproofed the place, and that's expensive, which means they have something to hide.
Was that probable cause? Could we go in?
No, a judge will tell us there's a number of reasons that a company might value their privacy or dampen sound. For one, other tenants might complain if there's a bunch of industrial machinery thumping on the walls all the time. So, that's a possibility. I don't think it's a likely possibility because companies are not usually considerate of other people and they're allergic to costs. But, you know, there it is. If not wanting to be searched was probable cause enough to search people, then the laws would be completely frivolous.
Okay. So they must know about your super hearing.
Yeah, and that frustrates me. I go to great lengths to obfuscate what I can and cannot do. So someone knows that I have super hearing and took precautions against it.
Well, is it possible that any villains know about it?
Well, I don't exactly advertise it. I don't like to think about who would know that I have super hearing for sure enough to spend all that money.
Okay, but that is a lead, though, if it's a small enough group of people.
Well, the list includes people like my ex-wife. Not that I'm gonna hesitate to arrest her, but as far as I was aware, she's kind of retired from the supervillain stuff. Aside from that, we've got company insiders, maybe spy agencies. There could be foreign influence for all I know.
Like spies? Like spies from other countries?
Oh, yeah. We don't talk about this much, but some of my bankroll was, foreign.
You were taking money from spies?
No! I mean, yes, but, like, deniably so. I was taking money from people who might have been spies if I dug deep enough and cared to find out.
You were committing treason? And the president pardoned you?
Hey, it's your word against mine. I didn't know that they were spies. I thought they were just sympathetic to my politics.
You just told me that they were probably spies, that you knew they were spies.
No, look, I didn't ask. I'm just pretty sure that they were. Look, it happens with YouTubers all the time. The political YouTubers, look it up.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. Look, you can just take money from people. You know, you get up there and you spout a bunch of political propaganda, and someone likes it, so they give you money. That someone might be a foreign national.
No,
Yes? Yeah, okay. Look, if you say things that's why there's so many stupid opinions on the internet. You say something dumb enough, and then someone who wants to destabilize the country comes along and says, keep saying that.
Surely that must be illegal.
It isn't.
And you took that kind of money.
Well, surely I didn't receive a lot of donations from people happy with the status quo.
Okay.
Well, where did you think I got my funding from?
I mean, like I never thought about it? I don't know, I was always so wrapped up in the whole bad boy image they put on there, like they're riding the motorcycle. I just kind of assumed you may do, and people volunteered, I guess?
Well, I mean, we did get volunteers. Like, look, it was a complex operation. My wife was involved in a lot of the financing, which is partly why we started fighting so much. We disagreed on which direction the money should be spent in. I mean, why am I on trial? Okay, the point is that, yes, foreign money could be going into our adversaries here.
So if we arrest them, are we declaring war on somebody?
Are you stupid?
No, but, like, it's an international incident.
No, espionage is a crime. And if we arrest people committing espionage, we're still in the... It's not an international incident.
If it involves two nations, it's international.
Okay, yes. But I mean, like, we're not gonna... There's not gonna be bombs dropped over.
Okay. But I mean, that's bigger than I thought. Like, this is... I thought we were doing city work, and this is, like, national.
Okay, how do we get on this track? No, shut up. Okay, we don't even know necessarily that it's foreign involved. I just threw it out there as a possibility. We can't rule it out until we know more. And we know nothing, currently.
Okay. Have you guys, like, dealt with foreign stuff before?
Yes. But as far as we're concerned right now, I might as well have suggested that Bigfoot is behind it all.
Oh, can you imagine? Bigfoot. He's like a Make-A-Wish Foundation hero,
yeah.
And he would never.
Yeah, like, that's the guy's kind of a saint. I don't think that he's behind this. I'm just saying, you know, we have no leads really yet. Look, let's not get chasing after red herrings. Let's focus on the facts. We know that they have sound muffling, so somebody knows that I have super hearing, and they prepared for that.
Okay, got it. So, next step.
Like I say, we sit here in the car, we watch the place.
Okay. For how long?
Well, generally until our butts fall asleep. Then we get up and we kind of stretch a little bit, then we get back in the car and we go back to watching.
Okay. Still, though, you were being funded by spies.
Okay, Lowry, over in your neck of the woods, you stayed in the office. What'd you put yourself up to?
I want to give a phone call to the chief of police for the state of New Jersey, Delphia.
Okay, then, you get on the phone, you call the police, you explain who you are, and they put you on with Perry Fingus, the chief of police.
Perry Fingus, you say? Well, gee, I bet he got bullied at school.
He did. That's why he became a police officer, to defend people who are being attacked because their names are silly.
Great. Sounds like a complex. Well, hello, Officer Fingus. It's great to talk to you.
Right. Freeze frame. How's it been?
Well, as you've probably heard, not so good. We've lost the linchpin of our team, you know, still
right.
Mourning about it.
Right. Yeah, sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, the whole city is the worst for it. But actually, that's why I'm calling. We've been trying to track down the people responsible, and I was hoping that your police force could share with us any information that they've discovered so far.
Well, you know, we don't have that much information to share.
Really? Have you not looked into it, or...
Well, with all due respect, Mr. Frame, you know, a lot of times the state wants you guys to look into things, and then whenever that happens, some of our budget goes to you. So we assumed that you were going to take the lead on this and we weren't going to get paid if we took any effort.
I'm sorry, was that communicated to you? Did someone tell you not to look into it because they weren't going to pay you?
No, I'm just saying that that's the general pattern. When it comes to supercrime, usually you guys take the lead and also the financials.
Okay, I understand that, but this sounds like kind of a bigger problem. Is this something that I need to bring up with Governor Gibson the next time that I see him, or...
No.
Okay, because this is very serious. Captain Momentum has been killed, so if all hands are not on deck, I think that maybe Governor Gibson would like to know.
Well, look, we filed the crime, we've done the basic paperwork, that's what we we have.
Mr. Fingus, all I'm asking for is your cooperation. If you've got information that you don't want to share, then we're going to get it one way or the other.
We have nothing to share. Look, I appreciate your partnership with the police. You deal with issues that maybe we don't want to because we can't afford to have superheroes on payroll. But I am just a little miffed. Because you charge a fair amount for your services, do you not?
We charge the going market rate.
You set the going market rate.
And additionally, Captain Momentum has done quite a few services pro bono in his time.
And I appreciate that.
So what's the problem? Why can't we cooperate?
Because funding on our end to investigate super crimes has been cut to the bone. You're calling to ask me if any of my officers have done the hard work so you can mooch off of it, and I'm telling you that no, we can't afford to do that kind of investigation.
Well, Officer Fingus, I just thought that the death of the world's most premier superhero was going to mean something a little bit to the state police.
And it does. A number of our officers appreciate the work that you do and look up to your superhero team, but it doesn't mean anything to our budget. We don't have men on it.
Well, that is something that is going to look really bad if that were leaked out to the press. Can you imagine state police not taking the death of Captain Momentum seriously? It would be the end of your job. So here's a little thimble of wisdom for you. You look into it. And if you find out anything, you call us, you cooperate with us, you keep us in the loop. If you want to stand up on that podium next to me when we catch these guys, that's what you're going to do.
Okay. Fine. Yeah, I'll put some detectives on it. We'll see what we can find out.
So just to clarify, you haven't done any investigation so far.
As far as we're aware, if you guys aren't taking care of it, the feds are. So maybe you should call them.
Maybe I will. I just thought I'd start local. You have the most to gain, Mr. Fingus, from a good word from Unstoppable Industries.
Anything except a budgetary increase. We'll put what we can afford on it. We'll let you know what we find.
Good. I'm sincerely hoping that I have something nice to say about the New Jersey Delphia Police at the end of all this.
Right. Well, sorry again for your loss. You must be grieving terribly. I'll leave you to it. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hey, turn off the phone. Just the nerve of some of these people. You just gotta crack the whip, keep them in line. Anyway, let's call the FBI.
All right, you call up their number, and after a while, they transfer you through to the guy who's working on the Momentum case. He says, hello, this is Jack Springley.
Hi, this is Freeze Frame. I'm calling about that case that you're working on.
Oh, yeah, that one's a big one. What's the nature of your call?
Well, Mr. Springley, I was hoping that we could cooperate, maybe work together to crack this thing.
Okay, I see. Are you talking about, like, a business deal? Because we do have our own super division. We're not deploying that yet. We're just doing investigations so far.
Yeah, well, nothing substantial right now. The thing is, we just came from Luna Island. I spoke to Mr. McIntosh. Apparently, you guys were there looking around. We don't want to be doing that everywhere all over the city. So we'd like to at least kind of know where are you, and we can tell you where we are. And then that way, if your guys are on patrol watching a place, then we're not going to get confused.
Well, I can tell you right now, we're just kind of in the preliminary stages, so we're not watching anywhere specifically at the moment. As far as I understand, you've been briefed on the weapon.
That's correct. That is why we went to Luna Island in the
first
place.
Right, that's why, yeah.
So we're in the loop.
In that case, I can tell you, what we're looking at right now is we're trying to figure out some of the more obscure parts and chemicals used in the weapon. If this Mercury guy is going to build his own or he's going to fire that thing again, he's going to need some of these chemicals. So if that's what you're trying to find, I would recommend looking into stuff like that.
Oh, you mean like look into suppliers for these kind of chemicals?
Yeah, we're looking at local labs for that kind of thing. There's also some unusual alloys in the gun. Of course, the big problem is that sometimes you get a super genius involved and they can synthesize stuff at home in their bathtub, so who knows with all this.
Yeah, those are terrible.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, we don't even know that they're trying to replicate the gun or shoot it again. They might just try to sell it on the black market. So we're hoping that we can maybe find any rumblings there.
Okay, do you have anything on this that you could send us?
I could. At the moment, though, I don't know that we're necessarily looking to hire you on as contractors. I think we're going to use our own in-house team to do the arrests if we need to.
Well, we've got state funding, and this is really close to us, so we're going to go after it one way or the other. So how about this? I'll make some calls, we'll work something out officially, and if you can just, like, fax us the information that you're looking at right now, we can also look into it. We'll let you know what we've looked at. And that way we can split the resources and make sure that we're not stepping on anyone's toes.
All right, that sounds reasonable to me. I'll send you a fax of what we got so far. You tell us where your eyes are and we'll save some money.
Yeah, that's right. And saving money is always good, right?
Sure is. All right, so good call. Thank you, Mr. Freeze Frame.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much. Oh, also, I did contact the local police. It sounds like they're not going to really be providing much assistance, so it's just you and me.
Oh, really? Seems like kind of a big case. They don't take an interest?
It's a local politics thing, funding, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, good to know.
Yeah, Anyway, good call. Thanks again.
Yep, thank you. And he hangs up.
Well, with that done, I guess I'll start working on paperwork, get that deal all finalized, look at the faxes, go through all the data.
Yep, it's mostly just a raw list of locations at the moment. There's nothing too useful here. You could comb through every single one, but to be fair, your team is small, and you also don't have the resources to look at all this. By the time you're going through all that, though, it's getting late, and then Paul and Elvis come home.
Oh, there you guys are. How was patrol?
My butt is tired.
Yeah, I always hated patrol. You know, most crimes happen when you're not there. By the time you get there, the criminals are already gone. They don't like to be caught, what can I say?
Oh no, we were watching a location that Kimon thought was suspicious. And it turned out it was, like, a little suspicious.
Really? Well, why didn't you tell me?
Well, who wouldn't want to hear you whine and say I told you so if it turned out to be nothing?
Well, was it nothing?
Well, we don't know yet. It's just a little chrysalis pupating into a majestic butterfly of problems and crime.
We're watching it.
Well, I throw the packet down. Is it any of these buildings?
Go through the packet. Is it any of these buildings?
Well, it's basically every chemical and biology place in the city, so yeah, it's on there.
Yeah, here it is.
Really? Okay, what made you think about going to this place?
One of Luna Island's medical professionals quit to go work here. Seem logical.
So you just sat outside it and watched it to see if it did crimes?
Oh no, we went in there with a giant teddy bear and some flowers as a disguise, and we tried to listen into the building. But it was soundproof.
I was the teddy bear and he was the flowers.
Yeah, but that's all we could do, because Kimon couldn't hear anything because they soundproofed the building.
Okay, well that's weird. But you know, we could probably take a look at the kind of chemicals they're ordering and see if it lines up with the type of thing that we're expecting.
Well, what kind of chemicals are we looking for?
Oh my god, like, where's the other packet? I go and I look for the packet that has the information of the weapon on it.
Oh right, we got the schematics and everything.
Yeah.
I guess that's... I'll go look into this.